Welcome to the Divine Style Podcast, where the journey to self-love and spiritual awakening begins. I'm your host, Jolinda Stella, a psychic medium, intuitive life coach, and guide on your path to self-discovery. Here we delve deep into the heart of what it means to truly know and love oneself. In today's episode, Embracing Our Emotions, the First Step to Self-Love, we begin at the very heart of our journey, acknowledging, respecting, and ultimately understanding our emotions. So often we're taught to suppress, bury, and ignore our feelings, often deemed as too intense, too uncomfortable, simply too much. This episode is about turning inward, listening deeply, and beginning to see our emotions as guides we can make friends with on our path to self-love. And this is just the start. Over the next few episodes, we'll dive deeper into the obstacles and opportunities of self-love. From meeting the inner critic, to finding strength in vulnerability, setting boundaries, the healing power of forgiveness, and the joy of gratitude, each step forward is a step closer to the most important destination of all, a place of profound, unconditional self-love. Whitney Houston said it best when she sung the lyrics, "Learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all." Whether you're at the beginning of your self-love journey or looking to deepen your relationship with yourself, this series is for you. I use the words emotions and feelings interchangeably. However, from a psychological perspective, you can imagine emotions are like your body's quick reaction to things. So without thinking, it's that instinct like fight, flight, or freeze. Feelings are those reactions mixed in with your thoughts and experiences. Today, I want to share a story with you. It's a story about emotions, feelings, silence, and storms. It's about learning, unlearning, and relearning. This is my story, but it may echo parts of your own. Growing up, I had very contrasting experiences with emotions. My dad's quiet nature and his approach to emotions is like describing a calm sea that hides the hidden depths beneath the surface. He's always been a man of few words, more of a listener than a talker. Choosing to keep his emotional storms internalized, the suppression was either to maintain peace or some sense of stability, both for himself and those around him. The few times I saw tears in his eyes or a spark of anger in his voice, are moments etched into my memory due to their scarcity. My mother, on the other hand, was akin to living on the shore, where emotional tsunamis were a regular occurrence. Her inability to control her emotions meant that every way of feeling, be it joy, sorrow, anger, it didn't just wash over her, it surged through her and our home and spilt out into the world around us. When she laughed, her joy was infectious. It enveloped everyone around her and we'd all be laughing. But when the storms of anger or the seas of sadness came in, they were all encompassing, leaving little room to breathe or find shelter. It was a reminder of the power of emotions and how they can unite or isolate us, and the impact they have not just on ourselves, but on the people around us. But as a child with limited understanding, I found myself caught between the calm or the storm. On one side, the silent suppression of emotions, on the other, the volatile expression of them. The lesson I learned early on was clear. Emotions were dangerous. Unchecked, they were explosive. Contained, they were safe, but suffocating. Witnessing the effects of these tidal waves of emotion, I learnt to duck for cover, to make myself small, to avoid the storm's path at all costs. I remember my father's desire for calm, for quiet, and it became my mission too, peace at any price. But the cost was my voice, my ability to express my own feelings. I became a chameleon, blending into the emotional backgrounds of those around me, focusing on their needs, their feelings, all the while ignoring my own. It was a survival strategy. Dare I share, I'll be shut down. My feelings weren't important or valid or valued. In my world, emotions were either dams about to burst or rivers that run dry. I chose to be the ground that absorbed it all. Occasionally, my emotions would spill out, showing how truly drenched I was. Anytime I would get angry or cry in front of others, I was so embarrassed and ashamed. At some point,
I couldn't control my emotions anymore. And I ended up seeking help from a psychologist. I remember sitting in the office and saying, "What's wrong with me? I can't seem to stop my feelings. I can't stuff them down like I used to. I just felt like I'd lost control and I was going crazy." And the psychologist said to me, "What's wrong with feeling your feelings?" I didn't have an answer. In fact, if anything, I began to ponder the question, like, what's wrong with feeling my feelings? I knew I'd rather feel than not feel, but I wanted to control what I felt. So good feelings were fine to feel, bad feelings, I didn't want to feel. I mean, basically, just because I didn't want to feel bad, right? Who wants to feel bad? But I was super judgy of them. I didn't want to get to know them. I didn't want to talk about them. And I feel like part of it was because maybe I felt like I was my emotions. Often when we describe emotions, we might say, I'm happy or I'm sad. But I came to learn that they're just parts of me. And over time, I realized my emotions weren't the enemy. And I discovered that they can guide us and inform us and help us to connect to ourselves and others. It honestly, it's taken years of introspection, and I'm still peeling back the layers of my learned behavior to understand my relationship with my emotions. And I just find that now I see that it was a really just a barrier to prevent me or keep me from fully knowing and loving myself. In learning to understand and express my emotions, I've found my strengths. I've allowed myself to feel and discovered parts of myself I didn't even know existed. It's been a journey, like from, I guess, in the sense that I used to see, emotions to be feared. And now I find like they're integral parts of my being, and that now I can fully embrace myself and embrace all of who I am. To anyone who finds themselves on a similar path, know this: all your emotions are valid. Give yourself permission to feel your feelings. My journey has taught me that true power lies not in the calm or in the storm, but in the healing rain, where you can be vulnerable. You can feel your emotions and allow them to wash over you and cleanse your soul. Here we find our true selves, our voice, and unconditional love. I'm going to share with you a technique that has been instrumental in my own healing journey and my discovery of emotions and understanding those. I use this technique with my coaching clients, and this practice really helps us tune into our feelings. It can provide clarity and insight, whether you're wrestling with frustration or sadness or anything in between. This technique is known as focusing, and it can offer a path to deeper self-awareness, understanding, and inner guidance. Often we can't find the right words for how we're feeling, and this method allows for imagery to replace traditional emotional explanations. First, find a quiet, comfortable space where you won't be disturbed. Take a few deep breaths, allowing your body to relax with each exhale. Now, I invite you to reflect on the past day or week. Think about any moments that have triggered a strong emotional response in you. It could be anything from a conversation, an event, or even a thought that brought up feelings of worry, annoyance, or any other emotion. If multiple instances come to mind, just pick one that feels right for you now. Once you have this moment in your mind, recall how you felt. Take a moment to really sit with these feelings, observing them without judgment. Remember, emotions are not good or bad, they're signals guiding us towards deeper understanding. Focus on where in your body you feel this emotion. Emotions often have a physical counterpart. Is it in your head, your throat, your chest, your stomach, your back? Just notice where the feeling resides without trying to change it. Now imagine if this emotion had a color. What color would it be? Would it be bright or dull, light or dark? Next, think about if this emotion were a shape, what shape would it be? Next, consider the size of the emotion. Is it big, taking up a lot of space within your body, or is it small and confined to a particular area? Is this emotion inside or outside your body, or both? Where did this emotion come from? Has it always been there? Did you put it there? Does it belong to someone else? What does this emotion want you to remember or to know? Our emotions are messengers. We can allow them to share their lessons and insights if we're willing to listen. Send appreciation to the emotion. Thank it for showing up and for guiding you. If you're ready and willing, you can allow it to disappear. You can give it back if it was never yours to begin with. Or you can allow it to stay if that feels right for you. You can take some time to journal and write about this. Know that through this focused exploration, you're not just analyzing an emotion, you're engaging with it, learning from it, and ultimately making peace with it. This practice of focusing, of diving deep into the essence of our emotions, is a powerful step towards self-discovery and ultimately self-love. Remember, every emotion carries with it a story, a lesson, and an opportunity for growth. I invite you to join me in our next episode where we explore the negative and positive self-talk. Will unravel how the conversations we have with ourselves can ultimately shape our emotions, influence our perceptions, and impact our journey towards self-love and self-acceptance. Together, we'll learn how to transform our inner dialogue into a source of strength and positivity. Thanks for being here, for opening your heart to this process, and for taking these first steps with me. Your journey is important, and I'm honored to be part of it. As we end today's episode of the Divine Style Podcast, I extend my deepest gratitude for your presence and openness on this journey of self-love, self-discovery, and spiritual growth. Farewell for now, and may your journey inward bring you the self-love you seek.